When Daniel and Marta Kolsky opened their first cafe in Prague's Londýnská Street, they shared a passion for coffee and a determination to fulfill their dream. Today, they are respected professionals in the coffee business and own 7 cafes and a bakery operating with a certified fair trade label. Their chain of Mama Cafes is known for its excellent coffee, mouth-watering pastries and quality service. I asked Daniel Kolsky to tell me how they established the business and why they chose to work with coffee.
Together with my wife, actually already 19 years ago, we met at the wedding of our friends, and then she used to work as a waitress at one of the coffee places in Prague. That was the place where we met. And then later, a few years later, we decided to go for a honeymoon to Ethiopia, which is the place where the coffee comes from. And then we decided that it's something that is interesting and that combines so many interesting things together that we would like to work in this field.
Apart from that romantic memory, are you a coffee lover yourself?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, but now I would call myself more coffee professional than only the coffee lover. But definitely, it's not only business, but it's a big passion and love.
You work with small farmers in Indonesia, Brazil, Nicaragua, and now Uganda. Why not just one place and one type of coffee?
Well, there is millions of farmers around the world, and the coffee is different in each of the destinations. So it's a part of our philosophy as a company to work with several of them. And it's also because we would like to offer to our customers a different type of coffee from these destinations.
You have several coffee shops, Mama Coffee and a certified bakery. Can you explain the concept of your business?
We basically offer the freshly roasted coffee and the freshly baked products to our customers to our customers in our cafes, as well as to the wholesale customers, to the different coffee shops and the different businesses. And the coffee that we produce is really different because we really work very closely with the farmers in Uganda, Brazil, and in Nicaragua. We have people on ground and we work directly with the farmers, and that's also what the coffee lovers and our customers like on our coffee and on our businesses.
What makes your cup of coffee special then?
Well, it's a combination of things. Usually the people buy the coffee in Hamburg or through one of the green coffee sellers. But we really combine the education for the farmers, the social programs with the farmers, and the quality in the cup. So it's a combination of different approaches that also, it's not only quality of the product itself, but it's also social quality that we add to the product, and to the services in general.
How do you choose your coffee and the farmers that you work with?
Well, we have a certain priority. One of that is definitely the farmers that are fair to their own employees. The other one is that they really want to improve the quality. They really want to be updated with the education of their staff and themselves. And the third aspect, which is really crucial for us, is the environmental, awareness, that they really want to do the coffee farming sustainable. It's not only that it's a high-quality coffee, but they really try to do as much as they can for their farms and as well as the employees and the different species that lives around the farms or on the farms. So these are the three main things. We definitely want, for example, that it's not only that they treat their employees nicely, but they also keep, all the environmental requirements, and they save the water, and they really treat the wastewater properly, and so on and so on. And our role in that picture is also that we really help them to get to this situation. We really try to help them on the educational level or on the technical level to get to the point that it's more sustainable for them and it's actually better business for them as well.
So you offer them technology and know-how. You're a stable partner for them. What do you get in return? Can you influence the quality of the coffee? Do you really get a special product?
Yeah, pretty much so. We offer them the we offer them technical support. We offer them educational support. We also offer them feedback on every coffee that they produce, which is really important. And for many farmers, it's the first time in their life that they really taste and cup taste and really evaluate what the product that they produce. And then what we get is really high quality of the coffee. We get also a long-term partners for, you know, for business, and which means a kind of relationship. And that's one of the values that we work with, you know, one of the values we stand for.
Was it hard starting up the business in a different cultural environment, a foreign country, different laws in that country? I know you had support from the Czech Development Agency, but how difficult was it and what was the environment like? Is it a place where you basically seal a deal on a handshake?
It's a combination. I mean, every place is a little bit different, of course, culturally or from the technological point of view. But we try to do it in a way that it's always sustainable. There are places where we didn't succeed. One of them is Ethiopia, which we actually wanted to do, but still now we are not so happy with the way the project over there works. But on the other hand, the case of Nicaragua or Brazil or Uganda is something that we would really like to, you know, continue and like to keep and improve. And it's pretty much business done on the level of handshake, right? But on the other hand, you know, it's also business that is run with a long-term strategy. It's not that we will get there fast and get out fast. It's really something that we build and we want to build on. And, yeah, we hope to continue to grow in all of these destinations.
How involved are you in the process? Are you in contact with the farmers yourself? Do you visit often?
Yeah, we are pretty much on a daily contact with the farmers, especially today in the situation that we can use the modern technology, so we can really be updated almost like every hour what's going on the different farms. So we have a lot of like personal chats on WhatsApp or through the different platforms, as well as we have a weekly report from each and every project. And even now in this like specific situation where there is a spread of coronavirus, we are updating what's going on over here. We are updating, they are updating us what's going on over there. So it's a quite a vital process of communication, right?
What's it like to make your own coffee from scratch, to actually drink coffee when you know the whole process, where it started? And
well, first of all, it has to be mentioned that a specialty coffee is a team process. You know, it's a teamwork. It's not that it's one person who is who knows everything and is the one, the only one. So it's pretty much building a teams of people that are you know, helping through their knowledge and with their knowledge and with their experience to achieve the goals, so to achieve a very high quality. It actually means more to somehow motivate the people who are members of the team to stay focused and so on. So it's more teamwork, yeah.
You have, as we said, you have 7 coffee shops and a bakery. Why the name Mama Coffee?
Well, we actually name it because of the Ethiopia as the country where the coffee comes from. So we actually name it as a place from, like, the mother of the coffee. So that was the Mama Coffee behind it. Many people, you know, actually ask us, you are the chain for the mothers. Or no, we try to do the coffee shops and coffee places for everyone, not only the mothers with children, but they are not excluded, of course. But we really try to be open place for everyone who likes and loves coffee.
Are Czech consumers discerning enough to appreciate the difference when they taste your coffee and just run-of-the-mill coffee bought in a supermarket?
Well, honestly speaking, I think the Czech drinkers and Czech coffee lovers are one of the most it's one of the most dynamic place at the moment. There is such a growth of the independent small roasteries and the small coffee shops that I have to say that traveling around the world, I haven't seen anything like that anywhere else, not in the U.S. and elsewhere. So there is a lot of small and really interesting projects, even locally in the different, you know, in different cities, not only in Prague or Brno, but all around the Czech Republic. So the coffee drinkers and lovers are quite, you know, quite educated, and there is a lot of dynamic in it, and I really enjoy it very much because there is so much, you know, good coffee around, and it's pretty interesting.
How can you tell a good cup of coffee?
Well, there is a lot of, you know, there is a way of evaluating through the different you know, scales. One of them, which we use, is a scale by Specialty Coffee Association that has, you know, a points that you can, you know, judge. But of course, one way to see it is this so to say scientific one, or the more emotional one. Sometimes I say, well, the people, they say they had the best coffee on their vacation, which I totally have to admit I agree, because, you know, while traveling on vacation, you have this free time to enjoy things. As a professionals, we of course, you know, do a proper cuppings and testing and so on. But on the other hand, I think there is a very important also the emotional part in it, that the people have a time and they use this kind of like coffee moment to meet their friends or their loved, or, you know, people around. And that's also the reason why we enjoy the coffee so much, because it's usually connected with this kind of pleasure and so on.
And you have time to taste it and savor it rather than throwing it down quickly as you do every morning, right?
Exactly.
What is your own favorite coffee, and how did you become a connoisseur? Where did you get training?
We at the time where we started, there was not really, you know, proper education in the coffee, and we you know, had to learn it by ourselves and through the experience. So now we are in it more than, my wife for more than 20 years actually, myself more than like 12-13 years, and it changed, of course. Today we provide all kind of educational, you know, trainings to our staff, to our partners, and yeah, so basically that was our story. And also it really changed because there is so many platforms and so many information around the world about the coffee, so it's totally different from the time that we started, you know. And the you ask also for the beloved coffee, which I have.
Yes, your favorite.
Well, I prefer definitely the naturals coffee from Ethiopia or Nicaragua, but also I really enjoy a lot the sweet espresso from Brazil. So it's a combination of different tastes. Also, I have moments that I prefer the filtered coffee, or moments that I prefer espresso. So it's really it's not one type or one and only one coffee. It's more, you know, combination of different moments during the day and you know, also different foods that can be combined with the coffee and so.
And what is the main secret to making a good cup of coffee? Is it freshly ground coffee or?
Well, I think to be precise is one of the secrets, to take it seriously, and but on the other hand, to be you know, open minded and not you know, dogmatic in a way, to be, you know, to think about the people who are behind, and not only, you know, not only be focused on one subject. As I said, it's a teamwork, so I think to listen to the others and enjoy it together, that's the secret.
You keep expanding. You have 7 coffee shops and coffee, work with coffee farmers in many places of the world. What are your plans for the future? Is there anything you'd really like to achieve, a goal, a dream that you have?
Well, at the moment, I think the one thing we would like to achieve is to have a more international partners, especially in the as a different roasters to work with, and to include them into the projects that we have. And I think that's a quite challenging, especially at this, you know, at this situation with the coronavirus, where everything a little bit stopped, you know. But we really hope to have a more synergy with the other roasters, and to work together and to expand the projects in like Uganda, Nicaragua, and Brazil, because that's I think it's really important also for the farmers to support them.
Daniel Golski, owner of Mama Coffee, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.